Blog Talk Radio.
We give you the glory, God. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Thank you that you are with us. Thank you that you are fighting on our behalf. Give us.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I pray all is well with each of you today as we get ready to move forward in our word of God. I just feel all restored and rejuvenated this morning. There is nothing like waking up to the word of God. And all I can say is, wow, I've had a good breakfast this morning with the word. I've had a real good, hearty breakfast this morning with the word of God. Shout out to all to my Bible app that I'm doing a 21-day fast on the Bible app, and every morning it's a new word, and I'm just like, wow, it's just filled up. 21-day fast is what it's called, and it's on the Bible app, and has been good. We're in the book of Daniel on the Fast Bible app, and I get a word and a devotion, and, you know, just want to share today's devotion with you. Wow, it's all I can say. It was real, real good. And, you know, and it just says this, nothing but vegetables and water, and not just for 3 weeks, but more likely for the duration of their training in Babylon. This response from these four young men didn't come from a fear of getting caught. It came from a devotion to God's commands already formed in them before being taken from their homeland. During this fast, you will have many opportunities to deviate from your commitment, especially if you're fasting alone or if no one will find out. Pray that God would give you the resolve and courage to stick to the standards you set and honor him no matter what. Whew. I was like, they all up in my business this morning. Because, you know, I was, when I first started, well, I did one whole day of just nothing but water just to get my body cleaned out for procedure and some other stuff. And I prayed at that time. And all I can say is God answers prayers. One of the things that I prayed about and prayed for has come to fruition. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, you know, which will culminate on February 1st when our fast, when my fast is over. I just couldn't say nothing but, wow, I wanted to run down the street, you know, try to act like I was cool and calm, but I'm not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of the glory, of the honor, of the power, of the praise. Whoo, as the song say, makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. God answered some prayers from my children. And I'm grateful, thankful, and truly blessed that I serve a mighty God. There's some more things in my life as my other daily devotional I just came from, and I share with you, if you are a Facebook member, go out to the Morning Glory Nation and join us for a morning Bible study daily, 6:30 a.m. to 7. So that's why you hear the music going sometimes, is because I'm trying to finish up from doing my devotion to give you your devotion, to give from my word to give you your word. But I just say, thank you, Lord. You know, we're coming out of Joshua in Morning Glory Nation, and it is good. Woo, it's good. The red lady that ran this morning, all I can say is thank you, Father God, for your grace, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your kindness. Father God, I thank you this morning for this magnificent word that we have as we go through this book. this basic instruction before leaving earth, this Bible, Lord God, that you have given us to get us where we need to go. Because, Lord, we are yours and you are ours, and we can only say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your, whew, thank you, Lord, for answered prayers. Thank you, Lord, for new beginnings. Thank you, Lord, for a new year. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that just covers us from morning to morning. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for giving us a do-over and a new day. Thank you, Lord, for giving us Joshua faith to know that all things are possible through Jesus Christ, who gives us strength, that we can and we will, Lord God, trust in you. For you, Lord God, are our Father. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And all I can say is thank you, Lord. Father God, I lift this word up this morning that is coming forth and ask you, Lord God, to bless those that hear it live and those that hear it later. Lord, I ask you to let this word permeate in hearts, minds, and spirits, and that it is clear to each and every person listening that they will get this word and that it will touch their hearts, touch their minds, touch their spirit to know that you, Father God, ooh, you, Father God, take us where we need to go. Give us what we need to have. That, ooh, you, God, give us the blessings of Abraham. So, Lord God, I ask you to bless those. Ooh, may God Almighty bless you with the blessings of Abraham. I ask God, and I ask you, Father God, to bless those listening with the blessings of Abraham, to give them all that they deserve, more than they could ever need. And, Lord God, I ask you to give salvation, overflow of salvation to all of our children, to our seed and our seed. Salvation, Lord God, that when Jesus comes again, our families are all ready to receive their crown in white robe in glory. Hallelujah, Father God, I thank you this morning for waking me up with a pip in my, and I got to get moving in my spirit. Thank you, Father God, for answered prayers for my children, all my children, Lord God. You know what they each needed, and you know what you've already put into place for each and every one. And all I can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Father God, I ask as I move forward in this word this morning that you increase as I decrease, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, my praising heart, my glorifying you heart this morning, Lord God, for you are my strength, Father, and you are my redeemer. In Jesus' holy and precious name, I lift up this word and lift up each listener. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I say again, Lord, you're worthy of the honor, of the glory, of the praise. And I am going to shout. Hallelujah. And excuse me if I'm too loud, y'all, because I'm not trying to be. But I'm just filled up. I'm just filled up knowing that my Daddy God can do all things. And that when you have, I call it again, we're going to start calling it Joshua faith, that you can conquer the land, that you can conquer your mountains, that you can conquer all those things that are holding you back. You can conquer them with faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're so worthy. You're so, so, so worthy, God. Ooh. Ooh, Lord, I give you praise today. I give you praise today. Thank you, Jesus. So please join me, family, as your host composes herself, because she done ran away, done emoji of the running lady. You know, this lady done shouted and ran and got the hands up with the praise this morning, thanking God. Whew, thank you, Jesus. And as we go forth, y'all, let's get into the word, because that's what we're here for. We are, for those that have the Charles Stanley, Life Principles, Dr. Charles S. Stanley, Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for each day of the year, which is the Bible we are coming out of for this morning, this moving forward. Word today, page 52. And for those that are in the regular Bible, we are in Genesis chapter 27 and actually Genesis chapter 27. And I just remember this is Friday. Wow. We got a weekend. So we will be in Genesis. We will be in Psalm, and we will be in Proverbs this morning. Old Testament Friday, and we'll be in New Testament Sunday on Sunday, God willing, we'll still be in Matthew. So today we are starting in Genesis chapter 27, verse number 1. Get your word out, and let's get started. And as I've spoken before, I am looking for any anybody who would like to read the word and just open it up someday so others can read, because I am looking for new King James readers. So if you are a King James reader and like to share the word of God, that is what I'm looking for. Someone that has the King James word and would like to read it. I am coming out of New King James, but it is nice to have King James on occasion. So I am looking for readers. The number to call is 213-943-3597 if you would like to share King James with our audience some mornings. So thank you so very much. Let's get started. And our title for the day, for those that need a title, is May God Almighty Bless You with the Blessings of Abraham. Hallelujah. May the Lord God, may God Almighty bless you with the blessings of Abraham. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his oldest son, and said to him, my son. And he answered him, here I am. Then he said, behold, now I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now, therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and make me savory food such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob her son, saying, indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau your brother, saying, bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bring you and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him. And I will bring a curse on myself and not a blessing. But his mother said to him, let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me. And he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went to his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am. Who are you, my son? Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, sit, and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me. But Isaac said to his son, how is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord your God brought it to me. Isaac said to Jacob, please come near that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not. So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. Then he said, are you really my son Esau? He said, I am. He said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's game, so that my soul may bless you. So he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, come near now, kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing, and blessed him and said, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field, which the Lord has blessed. Therefore may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be anyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. Now it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. He also had made savory food and brought it to his father and said to his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless me. And his father Isaac said to him, who are you? So he said, I am your son, your firstborn Esau. Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, bless me also, O my father. But he said, your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing. And Esau said, is he not rightly named Jacob? But he has supplanted me. These two times he took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing. Said, have you not received a blessing from me? Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, indeed, I have made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as servants. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son? And Esau said to his father, have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac, his father, answered and said to him, behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth and of the day of heaven from above and from the dew of heaven from above. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when you become restless that you shall break his yoke from your neck. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. Esau said in his heart, the day of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. And the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, surely your brother Esau comforts himself turning you by intending to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran, and stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heath. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heath, like these who are the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me? Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said to him, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Arise and go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take yourself a wife from there of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be an assembly of peoples and give you the blessing of Abraham to you and your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham. And that is from where our title comes from this morning. So Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Paddan Aram, to Laban, the son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan Aram to take himself a wife from there, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge saying, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother and had gone to Paddan Aram. Also, Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan did not please his father Isaac. So Esau went to Ishmael and took Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife in addition to the wives he had. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night, because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head. And he lay down in that place of sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Then Jacob arose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city had been Luz previously. Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat, clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace. Then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. There it goes. Tithes and offering. Tithes and offering. A tenth, he said, I will give to you, God. We saw in the Melchizedek with Abraham, a tenth. So a tenth has been around way before Jesus came to this earth as a man. In the time of Melchizedek, 10%. At the time of Abraham, give back to you. We got to give back to God what belongs to God. Tithes and offering. We got to give our tithes and we got to give our offering back to the Lord. Because God gave it to you. And God should receive it all back. Hallelujah. What God asks for you is for you. But what belongs to God belongs to God. And I guarantee you, he will get what belongs to him and what belongs to you as well when you don't do what's right. Genesis chapter 29. So Jacob went on his journey and came to the land of the people of the east. And he looked and saw a well in the field. And behold, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks. A large stone was on the well's mouth. Now all the flocks would be gathered there, and they would roll the stone from the well's mouth, water the sheep, and put the stone back in its place on the well's mouth. And Jacob said to them, my brethren, where are you from? And they said, we are from Haran. Then he said to them, do you know Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, we know him. So he said to them, is he well? And they said, he is well. And look, his daughter Rachel is coming with the sheep. Then he said, look, it's still high day. Is it not time for the cattle to be gathered together, water the sheep, and go and feed them? But they said, we cannot until all the flocks are gathered together. And they have rolled the stone from the well's mouth. Then we watered the sheep. Now while he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. And it came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was our father's relative, and that he was Rebekah's son. So she ran and told her father. Then it came to pass, when Laban heard the report about Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his father, and brought him to his house. So he told Laban all these things, and Laban said to him, surely you are my bone and my flesh. And he stayed with him 4 months. Then Laban said to Jacob, because you are my relative, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what should your wages be? Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance, which means that Leah was probably kind of, as they say, a little, you know, back in my day, no offense to anyone, they called folks cockeyed when they had an eye situation where one eye kind of went to the middle and the other eye was straight. So they couldn't use certain things and couldn't see certain things. So she had an eye situation, you know, were delicate. Her eyes were delicate. But Rachel was beautiful. And it says that Jacob loved Rachel so that he said, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. That's some love. That's some devotion. 7 years. But Rachel, he's like, I'm going to work for you. Not asking for nothing. Just give me, I'm going to work 7 years for your daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to you than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me. So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed only a few days to him because of the love he had for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go into her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. Now it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to Jacob, and he went into her. And Laban gave his maid Zilpah to his daughter Leah as a maid. So it came to pass in the morning that, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this you have done to me? Was it not for Rachel that I served you? Why then have you deceived me? And Laban said, it must not be done so in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill our week, and we will give you the one. Fulfill our week, and we will give you this one also for the service which you will serve with me still another 7 years. And then Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. So he gave him his daughter Rachel as his wife also. And Laban gave his maid Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as a maid. Then Jacob also went into Rachel, and he also loved Rachel more than Leah. And he served with Laban another 7 years. Now understand, his mama taught him to be deceptive and to take his brother's place. And her brother was deceptive and put the eldest before the youngest in her place. So as they say, what goes around comes around. You were deceptive. And you got deceived. You know, that's why you have to be very careful. What you do to others will be done to you. What you say to hurt others may be said to hurt you. So we have to be careful that we do what we're supposed to do. Laban was a sneaky snake. He got 14 years out of Jacob for two girls when he was only supposed to get seven for one. So let's keep it moving in this word, because it is a good word. When the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. So Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, the Lord has surely looked on my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. Then she conceived again and bore a son and said, because the Lord has heard that I am unloved, he has therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. She conceived again and bore a son and said, now this time my husband will become attached to me because I have borne him three sons. Therefore his name was called Levi. And she conceived again and bore a son and said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah. Then she stopped bearing. So she gave him Reuben, she gave him Simeon, she gave him Levi, she gave him Judah, four sons she gave him. You know, that is God. Again, she gave him Reuben, then she bore another child. Named him Simeon, bore another son, named him Levi, and bore Judah, four sons, to her husband. So he might not have loved her, but he was still doing the hanky-panky with her, wasn't he? He did something kind of loving, because he sure wasn't stopping himself from going into her and giving her babies, was he? Now let's keep it moving. Now when Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Jacob, give me children or else I will die. And Jacob's anger was aroused against Rachel, and he said, am I in the place of God? food has with help from you the fruit of the womb. So she said, here is my mate, Bilhah. Go into her, and she will bear a child on my knees, that I also may have children by her. Then she gave him Bilhah, her maid as wife, and Jacob went into her. And Bilhah conceived and bore Jacob a son. Then Rachel said, God has judged my case, and he has also heard my voice and given me a son. Therefore she called his name Dan. And Rachel's maid Bilhah conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. Then Rachel said with great wrestling, excuse me, I have wrestled with my sister, and indeed I have prevailed. So she called his name Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had stopped bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her to Jacob as wife. And Leah's maid Zilpah bore Jacob a son. Then Leah said, a troop comes. So she called his name Gad. And Leah's maid Zilpah bore Jacob a second son. Then Leah said, I am happy, for the daughters will call me blessed. So she called his name Asher. Now Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrake in the field and brought them to his mother, Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, please give me some of your son's mandrakes. But she said to her, is it a small matter that you have taken away my husband? Would you take away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, therefore, he will lie with you tonight for your son's mandrakes. When Jacob came out of the field in the evening, Leah went out to meet him and said, you must come in to me, for I have surely hired you with my son's mandrakes. And he lay with her that night, and God listened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob a fifth son. Leah said, God has given me my wages because I have given my maid to my husband. So she called his name Issachar. Then Leah conceived again and bore Jacob a sixth son. And Leah said, God has endowed me with a good endowment. Now my husband will dwell with me because I have borne him six sons. So she called his name Zebulun. Afterwards she bore a daughter and called her name Dinah. Then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bore a son and said, God has taken away my reproach. So she called his name Joseph and said, the Lord shall add to me another son. And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said to Laban, send me away that I may go to my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and let me go, for you know my service which I have done for you. And Laban said to him, please stay, if I have found favor in your eyes, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake. Then he said, name me your wages, and I will give it. So Jacob said to him, you know how I have served you and how your livestock has been with me. For what you had before I came was little, and it has increased to a great amount. The Lord has blessed you since my coming. And now when shall I also provide for my family, for my own house? So it said, what shall I give you? And Jacob said, you shall not give me anything. If you will do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep your flocks. Let me pass through all your flocks today, removing from there all the speckled and spotted sheep and all the brown ones among the lambs, and the spotted and the speckled among the goats, and these shall be my wages. So my righteousness will answer for me in time to come. When the subject of my wages comes before you, everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the lambs will be considered stolen, if it is with me. And Laban said, oh, that it were according to your word. So he removed that day the male goats that were speckled and spotted, all the female goats that were speckled and spotted, everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown ones among the lambs and gave them into the hand of his sons. Then he put 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flock. Now Jacob took for himself rods of green poplar and of the almond and chestnut trees, peeled white strips in them and exposed the white which was in the rods, and the rods which he had peeled he set before the flocks in the gutters, in the water troughs where the flocks came to drink, so that they should conceive when they came to drink. So the flocks conceived before the rods, and the flocks brought forth straight, speckled, and spotted. Then Jacob separated the lambs and made the flocks face toward the street, and all the brown in the flock of Laban. But he put his own flocks by themselves and did not put them with Laban's flock. And it came to pass, whenever the stronger livestock conceived, that Jacob placed the rods before the eyes of the livestock in the gutters, that they may conceive among the rods. But when the flocks were feeble, he did not put them in. So the feeble were Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. Thus the man became exceedingly prosperous, and had large flocks, female and male goats, and camels, and donkeys. Genesis chapter 31. Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from what was our father's, he has acquired all this wealth. And Jacob saw the countenance of Laban, and indeed it was not favorable toward him as before. Then the Lord said to Jacob, return to the land of your fathers and to your family, and I will be with you. So Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field, to his flock, and said to them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not favorable toward me as before. But the God of my father has been with me, and you know that with all my might I have served your father. Yet your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God did not allow him to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckles shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore speckles. And if he said thus, the streaks shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore streaks. So God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me. And it happened at the time when the flocks conceived that I lifted my eyes and saw in a dream. And behold, the rams which leaped upon the flocks were streaked, speckled, and gray spotted. Then the angel of God spoke to me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here I am. And he said, lift your eyes now and see all the rams which leap on the flocks are streaked and speckled and gray spotted. For I have seen all that Laban is doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillow and where you made a vow to me. Now arise, get out of this land and return to the land of your family. Then Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, is there still any portion of inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not considered strangers by him? For he has sold us and also completely consumed our money. For all these riches which God has taken from our father are really ours and our children's now. Whatever God has said to you, do it. Then Jacob arose and set his sons and his wives on camels, and he carried away all his livestock and all his possessions which he had gained, his acquired livestock which he had gained in Padan Aram, to go to his father Isaac in the land of Canaan. Now Laban had gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the household idols that were her father's. And Jacob stole away unknown to Laban, the Syrian, in that he did not tell him that he intended to flee. So he fled with all that he had. He arose and crossed the river and headed toward the mountains of Gilead. And Laban was told on the third day that Jacob had fled. Then he took his brother with him and pursued him for 7 days' journey. And he overtook him in the mountains of Gilead. But God had come to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said to him, Be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad. So Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mountains, And Laban with his brother pitched in the mountains of Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, what have you done that you have stolen away unknowns to me and carried away my daughters like captives, taken with the sword? Why did you flee away secretly and steal away from me and not tell me? For I might have sent you away with joy and songs, with trembles, cymbals, and harp, and you did not allow me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Now you have done foolishly in so doing. Is it in my power to do you harm? But the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, be careful that you speak to Jacob, neither good nor bad. And now you have surely gone because you greatly longed for your father's house. But why did you steal my God? Then Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, perhaps you would take your daughters from me by force. With whomever you find your gods, do not let him live. In the presence of our brethren, identify that what I have of yours and take it with you. But Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, into Leah's tent, and into the two maids' tents. But he did not find them. Then he went out of Leah's tent and entered Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the household idols, put them in the camel saddle, and sat on them. And Laban searched all about the tent, but did not find them. And he said to her father, let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise before you, for the manner of women is with me. And he searched, but did not find the household idols. Then Jacob was angry and rebuked Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, what is my trespass? What is my sin that you have so hotly pursued me? Although you have searched all my things, what part of your household things have you found? Set in here before my brethren and your brethren, that they may judge between us both. These 20 years I have been with you. Your ewes, your female goats have not miscarried their young, and I have not eaten the rams of your flock. That which was torn by beasts, I did not bring to you. I bore the loss of it. You required it from my hand, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. There I was in the day, the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus I have been in your house 20 years. I have served you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flock, and you have changed my wages 10 times. Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked you last night. And Laban answered and said to Jacob, these daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and this flock is my flock. All that you see is mine. But what can I do this day to these my daughters or to their children whom they have borne? Now, therefore, come, let us make a covenant, you and I, and let it be a witness between you and me. So Jacob took stones and set it up as a pillar. Then Jacob said to his brother, gather stones. And they took stones and made a heap, and they ate there on the heap. Then Laban called it Jagar, Shahadatha. But Jacob called it Gilead. And Laban said, this heap is a witness between you and me this day. Therefore, its name was called Gilead, also Mizpah, because he said, may the Lord watch between you and me when we are absent one from another. Hallelujah. And that is our prayer daily for each other on this blog. That is my family's prayer whenever we depart from each other. Whenever we go our separate ways, that is our prayer for each other. And this is what it says. If you afflict my daughters, or if you take other wives besides my daughters, although no man is with us, see God is witness between you and me. Then Laban said to Jacob, here is this heap, and here is this pillar, which I have placed between you and me. This heap is a witness, and this pillar is a witness, that I will not pass beyond this heap to you, and you will not pass beyond this heap, and this pillar to me for harm. The God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, and the God of their father, judge between us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered a sacrifice on the mountain and called his brethren to eat bread. And they ate bread and stayed all night on the mountain. And early in the morning, Laban arose, kissed his sons and daughters, and blessed them. Then Laban departed and returned to his place. Chapter 32 of Genesis. So Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. When Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's camp. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Then Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, speak thus to my lord Esau. Thus your servant Jacob says, I have dwelt with Laban and stayed there until now. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, male and female servants, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find favor in your sight. Then the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to your brother Esau, and he also is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him. So Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided for that were with him, and the flocks and the herds and the camels into two companies. And he said, if Esau comes to the one company and attacks it, then the other company which is left will escape. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, return to your country and to your family, and I will dwell well, and I will deal well with you. I am not worthy of the least of all the miracles and of all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and the mother with the children. For you said, I will surely treat you well and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. So he lodged there that same night and took what came to his hand as a present for Esau, his brother, 200 female goats, 20 male goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 20 milk camels with their coats, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys and 10 foals. Then he delivered them to the hand of his servant, every drove by itself, and said to his servant, pass over before me and put some distance between successive droves. And he commanded the first one, saying, when Esau, my brother, meets you and asks you, saying, to whom do you belong and where are you going? Though whose are these in front of you? Then you shall say, these are your servant Jacob's. It is a present sent to my lord Esau, and behold, he also is behind us. So he commanded the second, the third, and all who followed the drove, saying, in this manner you shall speak to Esau when you find him, and also say, behold, your servant Jacob is behind us, for he said, I will appease him with the presence that goes before me, and afterwards I will see his face. Perhaps he will accept me. So the presence went on over before him, but he himself lodged that night in the camp. And he arose the night and took his two wives and two female servants and his 11 sons and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the break of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life preserved. Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hips and the muscle that shrank. And that is our word this morning. And I love, we're going to try to get in a couple of life lessons, or few. We'll see what we can get through before we get out of here this morning. And the first is, I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah. Leah hoped to find happiness first in the love of her husband, then in the blessing of sons. But in the end, she began to see that lasting contentment can be found only in an intimate relationship with God. Hallelujah. What a word. And it says, am I in the place of God, who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb, Genesis 30:2. When Rebecca tried and failed to have children, her husband Isaac prayed for her. Abraham had done the same for Abimelech also, but Jacob had not yet learned the power of being on his knees in prayer. He did not pray for his wife to have children. But when she got a clue, that's when she conceived also. And it goes on to say in Genesis 31:42, unless the God of my father and it says this, unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked you last night. Jacob was finally beginning to understand that scheming for blessings cannot compete with God-given blessings, because he's a schemer now. Jacob swore by fear of his father Isaac. When the passage calls God the fear of Isaac, Genesis 31:42, it declares that God is not only loving, but just, not only gentle, but strong, where Romans 11:22 calls the goodness and the severity of God. In Genesis 32:31, just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip. Jacob wrestling match left him with a painful limp, but also with a better understanding of God. God renamed him Israel, meaning he struggles with God, or perhaps a prince with God. And because of this painful encounter, Jacob took a great spiritual leap forward. And that is our word for this morning. And as always, before we get out of here, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And our word for this morning from our sister in Christ is this. Don't let stress get the best of you. God is the ultimate problem solver. Have a follow God Friday. And again, we understood that even in all his mess, God solved the problems of Jacob, giving him a family, giving him more than he could ever ask for, because that's just what God does for his children, takes care of us. And so I thank you all for listening in, and as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day. And remember this, may God Almighty bless you with the blessing of Abraham. And again, Auntie, your line is open, Mother Rita.
Good morning, Minister Bridget.
Good morning, Mother. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I tell people, as long as I'm above ground and not beneath, God has blessed me every day, and I thank him. And I thank you for the words that you give every morning. I try to press the one key, but it don't go through. And I just got a new phone. But I just thank God for when I do hear you, because you say it's a good word. It's a great word. So I just thank God for you whenever I listen to you for the wisdom and knowledge that God has given you, because we soon going to be out of here. So, you know, when prayers go up, blessings come down. So I just thank God for you, and God bless you each and every day and give you what you stand in the need of. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Rita. I just love you to pieces. And I feel like I can't start until I see you come on. So I just thank God for you, too. And I thank God for all of you that listen in. For this word comes from my heart that God has given me this assignment. And I'm going to do it until God tells me something else. But I thank all of you for listening in. I thank God for this word and for his word. For his word is true. And we stand on it. Hallelujah. Praise be to God who causes us to triumph in his name. And I thank God for the do-over. Every day we wake up, as Mother Rita said, above ground. We are blessed. So I thank God for waking up above ground, because he has given me an opportunity to be better today than I was yesterday. So thank you all for listening. And I love you, sending hugs and kisses and much love to you, Auntie, because you are a mighty, mighty woman of God. And again, may God Almighty bless you with the blessing of Abraham, for you deserve it. Be blessed, Auntie. Have a blessed day, and have a blessed day, everyone else. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, thanking God for another day that he has given you to breathe, to move, to live and have everything you need. For the word says, when him I move, I live and have my being. So we thank you, Father, for helping us to move and live. For you, Lord God, are the only thing that helps us to move and live. For we are your children, and we thank you. Thank you. I love you. Sending many, many hugs. As our sister in Christ, my sister, your niece says, don't let stress get the best of you. God is the ultimate problem solver. Have a Follow God Friday, everybody. It is a wrap. Why? Because I got to go to work. I love y'all. Be blessed. It's a wrap.
Amen.